So the Gemara is in the midst of a discussion about somebody who comes to shul, and the tzibur is already in the middle of davening. Right, they're up to a different part. So the Gemara talks about the halacha: if you're able to begin and finish before he gets up to modim, then you should. If not, you shouldn't. It's a machlokas in the Gemara about that. Right, maybe it's if you get up to kedusha or not. And what's the machlokas? You know, whether or not pretty much you have to say kedusha biyachidus, you're allowed to say biyachidus, or whether you have to say it in tzibur. And the Gemara presents an opinion: where do we know that a yachid, that an individual, is not allowed to say kedusha? Right, that he's not allowed to say the prayer, the tefillah of kedusha, when he's alone. Shememar, as the pasuk says, v'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Israel, you'll sanctify me amongst, you know, in midst of the Jewish people. And which teaches you that every davar shabekdusha needs to have at least 10 people. So Gemara says, how do we learn this? So it's a weird limud. My mashma, says the Gemara. How do we imply this? Titani Rav Nai Achud Rabbi Chibar Ava. Rav Nai, the brother of Chibar Ava, said, Osya toch toch. We have to use this toch toch. Because there's a shavat in the word toch. Ksiv hacha, it says in one pasuk, v'nikdashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael. The Hashem says, and I will be sanctified betoch b'nei Yisrael, with the word toch, amongst the Jewish, the b'nei Yisrael. Ksiv hasam, and it says over there, he badlu mitoch ha'ida azos. Right? It says by Korach, that you should, he badlu, that you should separate yourself from this ida. So we see that toch, so now the concept of v'nikdash betoch Yisrael is connected to the concept of separating from Adas Korach. So Mala Halanasara Afkanasara. Right, so just like over there it's 10 people, so too over here it's 10 people. Right, and interestingly enough, this Gemara appears elsewhere and it teaches us kind of the rest of the Limud, which is that really we have to learn out the word Ida from the Meraglim, meaning we have to learn that the Meraglim were considered an Ida. And an Ida, there were, you know, an Ida of bad spies. So we know there were 12 Meraglim, 2 spies were good guys, Yeshua and Kalev. So when you subtract Yeshua and Kalev, you get Ida equals 10. When Ida equals 10, so when you say Hibad mitoch Ida hazos, that means the word Toch is associated with 10. When Toch is associated with 10, then we say V'nikdashti mitoch b'nei Israel. So 10 people is how you sanctify. Okay, and it's a little bit of a lengthy Limud, just to learn out the concept of, right, of that Devarim Shabakdusha require 10 people. So the B'nai Yisachar and Zigar the Kala on Parshas Korach actually deals with this Gemara, and we're going to explain it. He explains this one long involved piece. We're going to kind of explain it in two levels, just in case it's too complicated. His first question that he has is that it's a very weird thing, right, that we would learn it out from Korach, right? Our Gemara says Korach, and also from Meraglim, meaning from not good people, right? That's a funny concept to learn, specifically from Korach here, and here in our Gemara, it only lists Korach. It doesn't even list the Meraglim. We have to look at the other Gemaras for that. So why would we learn out the concept of V'nikdash b'tach b'nei Yisrael, of Devarim Shekadusha require 10 from Korach? L'chora, that's a weird place to learn it out from. So he quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin that says Vayikach Korach. The pasuk says Vayikach Korach. So what does Vayikach Korach mean? Vayikach Korach lokach mekach ra. That Korach took a mekach ra. And actually, the Gemara there darshins out all the names. There's 10 names in that first pasuk in Parshas Korach. Korach ben Yitzhar ben Kaz ben Levi Dasan Aviram ben Eliyah Va'on ben Peles ben Reuven. It's 10 names, and the Gemara actually darshins out all those names. How he got this mekach ra, right? So that why is it called, says vayikach korach, that lakach mekach ra la'atmo, he took a mekach ra for himself, and he explains the following. He says this was where Korach went wrong. Korach knew and he saw that he was muchan to reveal a certain reality, that he was going to be the one who was miskala the concept of kiddush Hashem be'asara. That there's Kiddush Hashem, and that we try to make Kiddush Hashem anytime we go anywhere. We try to, you know, in our own lives, our own actions, make a Kiddush Hashem. But there's a higher madriga called, you know, Kiddush Hashem Befar Hesed, Kiddush Hashem Betzibor. And that's a Kiddush Hashem with 10 people. And he saw that he was going to reveal that. So he misunderstood. He thought that, what he viewed it as like a haskama to his shita, and said, "Oh, okay, good. So what am I going to do? I'm going to go forward. I have all these tainas, and Moshe Rabbeinu, I have these tainas, and I'm going to take a group of, you know, a koach of 10 people with me." So that's why if you go through the first pasuk, there's actually 10 people there. Pasuk says, Korach 1, Yitzhar 2, Kahas 3, Levi 4, Dasan 5, Aviram 6, Eliav 7, On 8, Pelet 9, Ruvain 10. Right, that it quotes 10 people. That kind of his lakicha, his taking, was going with this koach of all these 10 people. And that was his inyan. So he took all these people with him. Okay, so that's Nekuda 1. Just in order of learning that from the Gemara, from the Igor the Caliph, you just understood here, even that is a value in Pnimius of what he was taking wrong. So Dafka, yeah, it makes sense that why just from Korach we would learn out the concept of that was always meant to be. But Korach misused that Korach, and he misused that responsibility, and that's why it makes sense that our Gemara just focuses on the Korach part. It doesn't even get into the Meragim, because it was Korach who took this ability and misunderstood. To take it one level deeper, and I'm not going to do the whole thing, but there's also an interesting factor that we're learning out a double Gzeir Shavah. Double Gzeir Shavah is definitely not something common, right? That we're learning out Toch Toch, and then we're learning out Eda Eda. So this concept of a double Gzeir Shavah, of learning out, right, words that are connected in different psukim, but then twice and making a whole chain, is not something so normal. So the B'nai Sessler in his Igor Dekala there continues on, and he says the following. He says, there's Yud Gimel Midah Shatorna Joshua's Pain. We say it in the Bereis of Rabbi Shmuel, right, in davening, right before we really get into Psuke the Zimra, right, we say that, what are they? We say the first one is Mikav HaChomer, and then we say Migzer Shava is the second one. That's the second one of the Yud Gimel Midah Shatorna Joshua's Pain. Many places in B'nai Sessler, he connects the Yud Gimel Midos Shatur Nidresh Hashban to the Yud Gimel Midos Rachman, which are Kel, Rach, Mchanan, Erech Bayim, Rav Chazim Yemes, Netzachas Lalafim, Nusayam, Vafesh, Vachatav, and Ake. So, and according to the breakup of the Arizal, not probably the breakup in most of your Siddurim, which have a Havaya, Havaya, Hashem, Hashem, as the first two, right? Starting with Kel as number one, Rachman being number two. So if Racham is the second Midah, he says, really what we have here, the concept of having a double Gezerah Shava, is the concept of having Racham Racham. It's a double Racham. And he quotes the Pasuk, famous Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Havin Yaker the Ephraim, right, where it says, right, Rachim Arachamenu. Right, that this concept of Racham Racham is Rachim Arachamenu, is that, you know, I'm for sure going to have Rachmanus. And he says, the concept of Kiddush Hashem and the concept of Dvarim Shebekdusha happening Bifar Hesia is the ultimate expression of a Kiddush Hashem. That we're doing Dvarim Shebekdusha Bifar Hesia with a tzibur, with 10 Jews getting together and doing it. And that kind of revelation is called Rachem Rachmanu. It's this double Rachem, Rachem. He says Rachem Rachmanu is relating to the following concept in Kabbalah, that we're all created with, you know, Remach Avarim, with 248 limbs, right? And specifically, it doesn't mean physically. It means our neshama has 248 components, you know, that we'll call limbs, different ways to, you know, enact different things. And we're put down in this world, these ramach evarim, but really, in our makor, there's, you know, a ramach evarim corresponding to it that remains up in the makor elyon, remains up in shemayim. And that's because the ruchnias can't really come down to this place in the proper way. Right, and he connects this to, he brings a few rayas in Kabbalah, why this is a thing. But if you take, right, so this concept of Rachim Rachim, or Ramach Ramach, right, it's the same osios, the same letters, the same gematria, right, Resh, Ches, and Mem. So this Rachim Rachim is the Indian of Mesiris Nefesh. Because what you're doing, you're saying that my Rachim should also go up to the higher Rachim, that they should be equated and equalized. So if Rachim Rachim is that, he says that's why Tafka after Avram Avinu has the homeless with Akedah, then the Torah again calls him Avram Avram. Sorry, Tafka by the Akedah, because it was Indian Mesiris Nefesh, because the word Avram, is also gematria Ramach. So Avram Avram is saying, oh, it's time now for, you know, your Ramach below here to match up to your Ramach above. But he goes on explaining Kabbalah, this concept of being Meshava, your lower spiritual self, to your higher spiritual self. But he ends off with a very cool remez. He says, if you take Ramach plus Ramach, you get Malchus. Because the real revelation of Malchus Shemaim is when you know how to do your Ramach Ramach. So Why dafka do we learn have a double gzeira shava here? Right? Why do we have a double gzeira shava? Because each gzeira shava is the bechina of racham, so it becomes racham racham or ramach ramach. But if you take racham racham or ramach ramach, either one, if you take them, right, the gematria of them equals malchus. So the real revelation of malchus shemayim is going to be right with the mesiras nefesh of Avram Avinu, which comes out anytime 10 Jews come together, and 10 Jews come to be Mekadeshim Shemayim, whether they're doing it, you know, in a spectacular way that will make the storybooks, or whether they're just getting together and saying Baruch Hu, and saying, you know, Kedusha, and saying Devarim Shebe Kedusha, which is also a big thing, and we have to remember that too. And I guess there's a nice takeaway in this very deep and esoteric comment of B'nai Sestor, that even when we're just getting 10 Jews together and saying Kedusha, that's an inyan mesiras nefesh. There's a madriga in that that's so worthwhile. That's a revelation of the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we should take that as a chizuk, that when we go through and do Devarim Shebe Kedusha with 10, we're really, you know, accomplishing great, great things, using those remes of ramach, ramach being malchus, ramach being gzeir shava, two gzeir shavas, the double gzeir shava of tochen ida. And that also goes back to what he said at the beginning of that Korach misunderstood. And he said, Tochen Ida, meaning he thought that was all referring to him. He didn't realize that he was just coming to reveal part of the picture. That there's, you know, this corresponding thing. He said, I have the koch to reveal this inyan of 10 people being a, you know, a powerful thing. So I think my sheet is correct. Here are my 10 people.